Okay, and welcome to part two of Beach Hut Radio, sponsored by Shatner's Bassoon. Next up, we've got The Foals with a song called Hummer.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
What? Well, play it.
With before I was rudely interrupted, I was about to say it was a song called Hummer. What did you think of that, Richard?
I thought that was fantastic. They're really cool. We saw them last year at the Truck Festival, which everyone's quite bored about because I've been banging on for the last 5 minutes trying to remember another band I saw at Truck, but couldn't actually do it. But anyway, hey, there you go. Have you got anything else to say about Foals?
Well, they're actually booked up for the whole of April, and it's in places like Nottingham, Glasgow, Manchester, Brighton, and London.
Bit of a tour.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else? Or shall I just skip to the end and do a bit of Space Tourist?
To the end. Yeah, do it.
Bit of Space Tourist. Here you go.
Me there. Here comes the chill, makes
That was Space Tourist. They're proper local boys. They're from Ipswich, that's in Suffolk, and they feature Paul, Callum, Kevin, Martin, Fiske and John on various instruments. Apparently they sound like Ron Angry Bread, but we don't think they do. We don't think that why am I trying to read this when I could just actually say this? But we don't think that they are actually that bad. Their influences include the Pixies, the Kings of Leon, Leadbelly and Nirvana. They're quite a cross-section, really. They're a band who follow 8 rules, the first one being you do not talk about McFly. Rule 6 is no clogs and no bum bags. But rule number 8 is our favourite. If someone has an empty glass, it's your round. They're currently lining up some gigs in Ipswich, the next one being in the Ice Bar. And this is Dark Captain, Light Captain.
You're listening to Beach Hut Radio.
And before El Sub, you heard Dark Captain Light Captain with Robot Command Center. And Dark Captain Light Captain hail from London, and they're mostly made up of two talented fellas called Neil Kleiner and Dan Carney. And they're joined in the odd collaboration. I think it might be collaboration with a host of other musicians. Why do I always do this? Anyway, they list God Machine, Robert Wyatt, Disappointments and Coffee as their influences.
Coffee's a good influence.
It probably is, yeah. Keeps you a bit hyper, yeah. Don't it? Yeah. Gives you the shakes. They've been described as writing music that is gentle, massively understated, but gets right inside your head and stays there. And the next gig is on the 3rd of April at the Luminaire in Kilburn, London.
London.
Excellent. And after that, you heard El Sub with Paradoxes. They're made up of Shane Olinsky. It's a good job I got that one, isn't it? So he's on guitar and vocals. He also writes the words and music. Richie Allurio, responsible for guitars and noise, and thank God for that, Roger Maybank on drum technologies. They're based in Norwich and have been described as Novo Metaphysicals. Catchy, but odd. Unlikely to hit their big time, but differing enough to become remembered posthumously in days to come. Definitely worth a listen. And this is the mighty Far From Kansas. I think we are, Toto.
We'll be right back.
was a brilliant Far From Kansas with Victoria Avenue and Ricardo.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you were going to whitter on for a little bit like you normally do and then pass over to me, but I suppose...
I'll tell you their influences. They like Bob Dylan, the Beatles and Neil Young, so...
Do they?
It's all good in my book, yeah.
Question is, who doesn't?
True. Absolutely. McFly, maybe. McFly. But we shouldn't mention them.
Or Boyzone. Mm. Where's my rifle? Anyway, they proclaim themselves to be Americana folk music, and I'd probably perhaps agree with them. They've got a folky sound. They include a Wurlitzer and a Hammond organ in their music. There's five band members: J.D. Levin, Matt Levin, Frank Cruz, Chris Dixon, and Russ Morgan. They list amongst their influences. We know all that rubbish. They're currently playing many gigs in California throughout the month of April, which is sadly a little bit too far for us to go. But they said as soon as they come to good old England, they're going to come and see us because they love us. We love them. The only thing that really needs to be said about them is what George has put in the notes for them in italics. Bloody great band, really chilled and listenable.
We're here at Beach Heart Radio. You can hear us anytime. We're not FM or medium wave on your computer online.
That was.
Oh, hello.
That was. Hello. Hello.
Hello,
how are you?
All right. I'm okay.
Yeah,
how are
good
you?
Stuff. Yeah, I'm pretty good actually.
All
do
right.
You know? Do you know? I got a poster today signed by Clive Owen.
You never.
I did.
Really?
I did. It's.
Hey, guess what? Don't be spiteful. See.
Spiteful. Oh, because that was Linstan Fatale.
There we go. Yeah.
Or Linstan Fatale. What? How would you take that pronunciation? Don't. Oh. If this was TV, you'd see a look which wasn't very, very nice, really. put it this way, I've never seen Judy give Richard a look like that on telly.
Oh, right. Well, actually, yes. Or Mel.
Actually, yeah, I have. Well, I've given them looks like that when they're on telly. But anyway, let's go back to L'Instant Fatal. They're playing out of London, but I think they're from Norwich. Their manifesto states that their project is to make music so good that it almost feels oppressive. They hope to touch the hearts of every young and mentally beautiful indie kid, too-fay, arrogant, immature, dreamy for deadening and demeaning world of normal employment. They draw their influences from people they don't meet. Sorry, they draw their influences from people they do meet and Bob Dylan. Does get a mention. They don't have any gigs listed at present, but check them out on MySpace for updates in the future.
I was standing alone, I was watching you all, I was seeing you sinking. I was standing alone, you're playing your gold, I was watching you sinking.
And that was Mr. Hopkinson's computer with Fool's Gold, and they come all the way from Bristol, and it's just a strange little machine, and he likes to sing cover versions of classic indie tracks from the 80s and 90s. It's a bit bizarre, and we think it sounds a bit like Stephen Hawking.
Do we? I thought it was surprisingly listenable.
Really?
I mean, it's a bit on the bizarre side, but hey, you know, what the hell. I see. Stephen Hilken on Helium.
Yes.
And yeah, but I mean that song's Fool's Gold. You can't murder that, and that was pretty cool.
That was
and
good.
And also his rendition of Fake Plastic Trees.
That's, by Radiohead.
Yeah,
yes.
By Radiohead. Yeah, that's got to be heard to be believed. That's if I were you, I would get to his MySpace site and I would buy his CD straight away. We're going to finish you off with some Dylan James. Remember, he came along in the first part of the show and recorded some acoustic songs for us, had a chat with Jess and all of that, and we're going to finish with the other song that he recorded for us, which is called Don't Know Why. After that, it's Goodnight. It's Goodnight from the Hut, so everybody say Goodnight from the Hut, and we'll put Dylan on.
Goodnight from the Hut.
Goodnight.
This is called Don't Know Why. I usually break guitar strings when I play this song, so if I break a string, I'm very sorry. If you think it's funny, you should be in my shoes. 'Cause I was once a happy man with everything to lose. And if this song sounds different, thank your lucky stars, got together again. And I don't know why I trust you so much. And that might be down to all my bad luck. Cheers, thank you very much. Thank you.